Clayton's heart hammered in his chest as he sat on the foot of the bed with his wife, Samara, waiting for the test results to materialize before their eyes.
Maybe you're just late, Clayton suggested.
6 days late? Samara countered, with eyebrows raised. Her deep blue eyes looked back in the shadowy bedroom. Her blonde hair was just a golden outline, aglow with the lights of New Houston shining through the windows beside them. Clayton focused on his breathing while he waited. Deep, slow breaths. He was hoping for a miracle, or rather, the absence of one.
How long is this supposed to take?
Samara just looked at him. You're asking me? It's not like the test came with instructions. It was just a pill in a box.
I know. I just thought maybe you were seeing some kind of status bar on your ARCs.
Augmented reality contacts. Most humans still had them, but few chimeras and none of the Chira did. They preferred regular displays to miniature ones they could wear directly over their sensitive eyes.
No status bars yet, Samara replied.
They'd requested the pregnancy test from a Chiron dispensary less than 15 minutes ago. It had been provided to them immediately, free of charge, like most basic necessities. The nanotechnology behind the smart pill was from the Chira, and just as mysterious as they were. Clayton was about to get up and start pacing the floor when the result appeared on his contacts, a glowing green block of text, accompanied by an upbeat female voice.
Congratulations, Samara and Clayton Cross. You are pregnant. It is a girl. Please proceed to the Ascension Center at 10 a.m. for your first prenatal checkup.
A girl, Clayton thought.
Another womb for the Chira to use to breed slaves and soldiers. Or worse, a new chimera for their army if they could brainwash their little girl into ascending.
What are we going to do?
Samara whispered, staring at her hands. Clayton blew out a breath and shook his head. This was the insidious plot behind the Chira's invasion and occupation of Earth.
First, they make birth control illegal, and then indoctrinate our children in Chimeran-run schools until they're all tripping over each other to ascend and join the guard.
Clayton reached over to cup his wife's cheek and turned her face to look at him. He smiled tightly at her, but the smile was too heavy to hold on his face for more than a few seconds.
We'll raise her right, Sam.